Petition for Larry Majeski, M-A-J-E-S-K-I, June 2nd, 62, address as a letter, Mr. Reams, R-E-A-M-S, Physician Assistant, 4273690. Dear Mr. Reams, a follow-up for Mr. Majeski, progressive renal failure, severe hypertension, long-standing, last visit in December. We quantify the protein in the urine, significant but not in the nephrotic range, around 890 milligrams in 24 hours. His blood pressure, as you recall, was very difficult to control, more than 200 and more than 100. At home now is in the 170s to 180s, over 80s and 90s. We have been adjusting medications. There is some sign of congestion and occasionally headaches. Has been trying to do a low salt. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems, specifically no foaminess and no cloudiness of blood or infection, minimal edema, minimal dyspneal activity, no chest pain palpitation, not much of a cough or a sputum production. Right now, for blood pressure, he is on Norvas, 10 milligrams, Atenolol, 75 milligrams twice a day, Clandidine, 0.33 times a day, Hydralazine, 25 every 8 hours, and we added also Aldactone, 25 milligrams. I was concerned about using ACE inhibitors because of the advanced renal failure. There has been isolated amount of protein 1+, and we did serology for this with negative antinuclear antibodies, complement levels, hepatitis B and C, as well as A and CA. Most recent creatinine, around 2.5 for a GFR of 27 cc per minute. There is a low albumin level, a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, a normal calcium, phosphorus. There is no evidence of anemia, normal white blood cell, normal hemoglobin, platelet count. If anything, hemoglobin is in the upper side 14. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure back in early 2012, creatinine was 1.57, now it's in the 2.5. It cannot rule out primary glomerulopathy. Kidney size has been within normal limits. According to one abdominal ultrasound, 11.1 right, 11.5 left, and there was no evidence of obstruction. There was another ultrasound, however, that shows one kidney might be a small 7.5, and that will need to be clarified. Blood pressure is improved compared to what it was before, but it's still not optimal. I would like to add HCTC 12.5 milligrams. We will check a new sodium, potassium, and creatinine on the next few days. This is on top of the other medications. The most recent potassium now is back to normal. I have nothing to suggest endocrine abnormalities or adrenal problems. I'm reluctant to do a renal biopsy when blood pressure still remains high, despite being better compared to a few weeks ago. Concerned, however, about the progression of kidney disease, given the low level of blood and protein in the urine, I decided not to do a renal biopsy immediately. I will see him back on the next month or so. He's going to keep me posted with the blood pressure. I will keep you posted. End of dictation.